This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday that the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. State television broadcast overnight what it called the confessions of the five who were dressed in yellow prison suits. That's a common practice in major criminal cases in Iraq. It comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he's to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister, under heavy pressure from powerful pro-Iranian factions in his country, is hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. Violent demonstrations broke out Sunday in several Tunisian cities as protesters expressed anger at the struggles of the North African nation's health, economic, and social situation. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and early elections. Security forces deployed in force, and police blocked all streets leading to the main artery of the capital. Police also set up around parliament, preventing demonstrators from accessing it. Tear gas was used to disperse some demonstrators, throwing projectiles at officers. Several arrests were made. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's commercial hub Shanghai and neighboring coastal regions canceled all flights, slowed or suspended subway trains, and shuttered businesses as a typhoon made landfall on Sunday, bringing flooding and toppling around 1,000 trees. The storm is hitting as central China is still reeling from record flooding that killed at least 63 people, cut off power, and forced the relocation of more than a million people. The Shanghai government said it would slow its subway trains and suspend some lines as other areas canceled all underground trains. Flooding in the central Chinese city of Zhengzhou last week killed 12 people who were trapped in the subway system. Indonesia's president announced Sunday that government is extending its COVID-19 restrictions by a week to August 2nd to try to curb infections. He said the country would add more intensive care units amid a rise in deaths. Indonesia has become Asia's COVID-19 epicenter, with hospitals overcrowded, particularly on the densely populated island of Java and on Bali, where oxygen supplies are running thin. Indonesia last week reported record high deaths on four separate days, the last of which was more than 1,500 deaths on Friday. Less than 7% of Indonesia's population of 270 million has been fully vaccinated. A Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. France, meanwhile, inflicted the first defeat on a men's USA basketball team since 2004. There were 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo in a bid to attract younger fans. The upsets extended to tennis as well on Sunday, with Australian world number one Ashley Barty crashing out in the first round of the women's tennis singles, and two top golfers are the latest to test positive for COVID-19 and will miss the games. World number one Spain's Jon Rahm and the U.S.'s Bryson DeChambeau. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying, making several surprise mistakes in a near-empty arena. But Biles can take multiple gold medals in Tokyo, with the finals still to come. And experts say an unusually large meteor briefly lit up skies above southern Norway on Sunday, creating a spectacular sound and light display. And a bit of it may have hit Earth, possibly not far from the capital, Oslo. There were no reports of injuries or damage. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.